This is Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
Welcome to Best Pets for Pets. I'm your show host, Michelle Fern. Now, today we're talking about something that every pet parent who travels with their animal needs to hear about: pet safety on the open road. So there are more than 800,000 truck drivers that travel with their pets, mostly with their dogs. And Volvo Trucks North America just partnered with the Center for Pet Safety to test how safe big rig trucks really are for dogs and other pets. And we have some surprising results. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Take a bite out of your competition. Advertise your business with an ad in Pet Life Radio podcasts and radio shows. There is no other pet-related media that is as large and reaches more pet parents and pet lovers than Pet Life Radio. With over 7 million monthly listeners, Pet Life Radio podcasts are available on all major podcast platforms. And our live radio stream goes out to over 250 million subscribers on iHeartRadio, Odyssey, TuneIn, and other streaming apps. For more information on how you can advertise on the number one pet podcast and radio network, visit PetLifeRadio.com/advertise today.
Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back, everyone. I'd like to welcome Chris Stadler. He is the marketing manager for Volvo Trucks North America. Welcome, Chris.
Thank you for having me, Michelle. Excited to be here today.
Very happy to have you. I am always happy to hear about safety for pets, especially with vehicles, because that's like, it's one of my peeves. And especially because I live in a warm climate and you hear a lot of things about what happens with pets when they're in cars and trucks and so forth. What inspired Volvo to even think about, are trucks safe for our pets, especially big rig trucks?
Well, Michelle, I think when we do a lot of research and studies on when we're designing trucks or even getting to put our trucks together, we do a lot of clinics and surveys with our drivers and customers out there in the road. And we go to truck stops, we have clinics that drivers come in, and we even do test trucks out there today. We interact with our customers and those drivers. The thing that we really notice is that how much of people are taking their pets on the road and being a part of their livelihood driving a truck. And I think that's what really inspired us the most was, you know, hey, there's a connection there with our trucks and the drivers out there who have their pets with them all the time on the road. And I think that's what really put that inspiration us to, you know, say, what can we do to make sure that we are also protecting those pets that are out there with their drivers?
Okay, thanks. Well, we're going to talk mostly about big rigs. It is definitely relatable to average pet owner that, because most of us also have vehicles, whether they're autos or trucks. And one of the things that I want to know, have a couple questions on big rigs so that we can understand, when long-haul truck drivers are driving, how much of their time is spent on the road?
It can vary, of course, out there today. I think when you get into majority of those drivers around with their pets and they're in their sleepers, it's almost their home away from home. And I think they could be on the road for months at a time, weeks to months at a time out there. And it's great to have, you know, that companionship, I guess, with a pet. But I think they also need to have the right living environment when they're not driving down the road, you know, that they can live in the back of the truck and be on those, when they're on the road for those weeks at a time, that they have that space and environment that makes them comfortable and makes them feel good when they're not driving and everything. So I would say, you know, it could be weeks and even months at a time when they're on the road.
So if someone's on the road and doing a haul, and I don't know, I don't want to get into scheduling and all that, but if they're on the road for a month, they are literally driving back and forth with a month with maybe, say, what, 5 days off. So what is that average month? 25 days so that they're with their pet in the truck.
Yeah, I mean, there's some limitations when it comes to the amount of time they can drive and And then they have to do some resets to where they can maybe be a couple of days off. Even while they're out on the road, they have to take some time off based on the number of hours that they're allowed legally to drive. But yeah, there could be times that they could be 25 days out on the road with their beloved pets.
Okay. That just puts it in perspective for this. Those of us that are not in the industry. How common is it for long-haul truck drivers to travel with their pets? And are they mostly dog and cats?
Yeah, what we've seen is probably the majority of them are dog owners out there, but there is some cats that, you know, travel with their owners. I think it's more about who that person is, you know, their lifestyle on the road. And of course, it can become somewhat lonely out there on the road. So it's a great way to have a good companion there for you while you're driving on the road. I don't know the volumes. Like you said earlier, it's 800,000 truck drivers out there today carry their pets with them. So that's quite a big amount of volume of number of drivers out there that do have their pets with them while they're on the road.
Yes, that is. Why are dogs and cats especially vulnerable inside large trucks?
Well, I think when you get into the larger sleepers, I mean, the driving environment is a little more open than, say, let's say a passenger car, because you have to have that space, and it's, of course, a bigger vehicle in general. So there's a lot more room up front. And also, so there's just risk that they're not strapped in safely and securely, that, you know, they could move easily when the truck moves. In the living environment, again, that's another area that can be, it's very big open. I mean, I always like the kid that it's like a New York loft apartment, you know, that size almost. It's got two beds in there. The great thing about our truck itself, it's got a Murphy style bed that, you know, kind of folds up and into the wall to give extra space for the driver when they're not lying in their bed and relaxing that way. And then we also have an upper bunk. So there's a lot more room for a pet to be able to roam around if they're not secured in the trucks. And that's probably where the risk might be in play, that if they're not properly secured, that then they have that risk of something, if the truck has to take a sudden movement or it makes that turn, it's not secured in, you know, it can't hold its position real well, so to speak.
Okay, understood. So besides being strapped in, what else were you most concerned about when you started this project?
Well, I mean, we wanted to make sure that when we do a lot of testing, a lot of our testing is based upon the driver and maybe occupants, that, you know, there's some also team drivers out there. There's wife and husband drivers out there. There's partners drivers. You know, there's a lot of that out there today. And we do a lot of testing to make sure that we can secure that occupant there. I think what we wanted to make sure is that now that we know that there's a larger volume of population out there of drivers with their own pets out there, we want to make sure that the safety systems that we put in place in these trucks can also protect that type of occupant as well. So making sure that we have hooks and harnesses that can be strapped properly with the right enough protection or force in there to keep it from strengthening, you know, have the right proper strength to make sure that if there's any type of movement, if they had their carrier strapped in or the dog strapped in, it's not going to move them around and harm the animal. So we wanted to make sure that we were ready for that, and we had some capabilities to support that. If they like to have their pet riding up in the front seat with them, you know, make sure that we can strap them in with our three-point, you know, we invented the three-point safety belt that's out there in the cars today, and we did that back in 1959. So we gave that to the whole in the industry when it comes to automotive. But we also, it makes an important perspective when you put it to the pet. We want to make sure that even when we put the proper harness on the pet, that they're strapped in as well with that three-point safety belt. So we wanted to make sure we were ready for that.
Okay, so we have Volvo to thank for seatbelts?
Yes, you do.
Thank you. Imagine how lives have been saved. Humans, but with the strap-in for the trucks, pets as well.
Yes, yeah. I mean, I'm a pet owner myself. I have a five-year-old pit bull that I've rescued. And, you know, I want to make sure when he's riding with me in my pickup truck that I got him properly strapped in. So it's great that we have that seatbelt available, not only in the passenger side of the world, but also in the commercial trucking as well, in the big rigs, and to have the right harness for them to be properly secured so they can sit up and see the world as they travel with their owner. That's a great thing to have.
Okay. And what exactly does the pet safety test inside a Class 8 truck look like?
Well, the great thing is that we work for the Center of Pet Safety, and they came in and visited with us and talked to us and looked at our design of the truck. They looked at the floor plan of what we provide in our sleepers. They looked at the what we call mounting points that make sure they were properly secured, and they were tested to handle any type of force there, so it has the proper safety force capabilities. Things should move. The other thing they worked with us on is the comfort when you're in the truck, making sure that, you know, we have an integrated parking cooler that we introduced with this new truck, and it's battery operated. So it basically can run without having the motor running on the vehicle. So that way, you know, if the driver leaves the vehicle and the pet's inside of it, that the parking cooler will help keep the truck comfortably cool at a proper temperature without overheating. There's things they wanted to make sure that we had that capabilities in our truck, which we do with our new truck, and then also having the right safety equipment to strap properly secure these carriers or the pet themselves into the trucks.
Now, you hit on something that I alluded to in the beginning of the show about temperature.
Yes.
Being secure in the car and or truck is important, but this happens way too more than it should. Pet fatalities, mostly dog, because people leave their vehicle running, and you can't just leave your vehicle running, leave the AC on, because there could be danger for the dog jumping around, the car moving, and then for a big rig as well, because you have to have a cool temperature. You had a device that's basically keeps the motor running, but everything else is safe and secure. So the dogs can't jostle anything and start driving a big rig or anything like
that. Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of things that we've done, you know, because again, the drivers, when they're on the road for those periods of long periods of time, it's their home away from home. So it's basically, once they're in a, let's say, a truck stop or a rest area, and they sit there for a while, what we want to do is make sure they can have the comfort of sitting there for a period of time and maybe not have the engine running, because maybe they're going to sit there for an hour or so, or maybe have lunch, do their paperwork, watch TV or something like that, stay overnight. And so what we've been able to do with the new truck is we've have our battery electric parking cooler, which allows them to turn off the truck and basically run the parking cooler or the heater. Let's say if they're in the wintertime, now that it's wintertime, that they can run those without having to run the truck. And they can also program it to get it into a certain temperature range before they get in the truck. We have the capabilities now we have a My Truck app that we have available in our trucks, where they can go in and program their truck to start cooling down at a certain time, certain day of the week, and allow them to do that to get them in the right comfortable environment. And that could be ideal for the pets as well, you know, get it to have it in a cool environment so they can stay in the vehicle and have that capabilities. And other great things that we've done is we have insulated curtains. We have a way to really put the insulation in, that we've put enough insulation in that truck now that it really keeps the temperature at a good level for a long period of time. And that's another great feature that we've provided with the new truck. So it's not really running the truck. They can run the truck, but there's certain areas of the country where you can't idle for a long period of time. But this gives them that capabilities to run the air conditioning, run the heating for themselves or for their pets without running the vehicle. Another great thing is with our trucks is that from a safety perspective, if they have to get out of the truck and maybe go into the truck stop to maybe get dinner for themselves and get the supplies for their pets, is that they can lock the truck remotely, you know, and basically also have an alarm system in case something goes off as well.
That's amazing. I was going to say, I will never look at a big rig Volvo truck the same again. This is amazing that these features are there. And I'm sure people that are listening, because not everyone listening drives a big rig, are thinking, when are these features going to be available in all Volvo vehicles? What did you learn that most pet parents listening would probably not expect?
Well, I mean, from our perspective on the Volvo in itself, you know, again, safety is important to us. It's in our DNA. We really focus on safety. And I think it's important that, you know, when we look at protecting the occupants of that vehicle and even the environment they're operating in, I mean, and taking consideration that, you know, these trucks are moving down the road, they're next to you in the car, and you want to make sure that they're safe. The great thing is that we've done is we've put active safety systems in the truck. So meaning, we have ways to help the driver maintain their lanes. It's what we call lane keep assist. It can nudge them back in the lane if they drift a little bit out of their lanes. We have capabilities to mitigate a forward collision, because we have a radar and a camera system that is designed in the truck that basically picks up vehicles, picks up pedestrians and bicyclists if they're moving, and identifies it to the driver so they can take the necessary actions to stop the vehicle. If not, the system will start to take over itself. That's the great thing about this. And for me, learning on the safety side from the Center for Pet Safety is just, you know, what do we have that can really work for our customers or the drivers out there to secure their pets firmly in the trucks, whether it's they're putting them in the carrier are letting the rod up in the front seat, what type of equipment is necessary to make sure that they're properly secured in those trucks. So that's a lot of things that I've learned. And then how we can also communicate how we can help with the truck itself being safe on the road for those customers that are going to take their pets on the road and they're driving tractor trailers or even driving in their cars next to the big trucks.
Okay, thanks. We're going to take a short break and we'll be right back.
Real people, real stories.
Our little dog developed this lymph problem. But the chemotherapy lasted for 6 months, started developing more lymph nodes. So I thought I'd just try carnivore. The lymph nodes started to go down. Then I took him into the vet to have him checked out, and there was no signs at all inside.
My cat had issues that developed in his eye, and 3 months later, my veterinarian said, let's go ahead and remove the eye. I heard the carnivore on advertising. So I said, you know what? I'm going to order this product. They did the procedure. They did all the tests, and they said, I don't know what you did. This product saved his eye.
I've got a Labrador. He could hardly lift herself up off the floor. The treatment was chemotherapy. That's when I said, this could be the ticket. About 3 weeks, you could tell she was very alert. She was going on 5 mile walk. She is just like prime again.
Call 866-836-8735. That's 866-836-8735. Or visit carnivore.com. That's carnivora.com.
Use promo code PETLIFE at checkout for 15% off your order at carnivora.com.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back, everyone. We're talking to Chris Stadler from Volvo, and we're talking about the test that Volvo just completed with big rig trucks and pet safety in the big rig trucks. So let's talk about the testers. What were the dog testers? Did you have dog testers?
Actually, the Center for Pet Safety, they have an engineer that kind of studies that. Like I said, they got to see the drawings of our cab, the interior spacing. They got to test out the harness straps and make sure they were tightly secured and they can properly secure them into any type of carriers. And then also making sure that our 3-point safety belt is in a good position to secure an animal or pet into the driver's seat passenger seat. So I think that was great to realize that they put an engineer in their company to help, you know, work with the trucking industry or Volvo and themselves. So that was one thing that was quite interesting to see that they had that. And then having that collaboration with them to showcase what we can do, like I said, from a integrated parking cooler and all our active safety systems to see that development and see what we can provide. And in terms of protecting those pets on the road.
Okay, let's talk about if I'm a truck driver traveling with my dog right now, how would hearing this information, and give a shout out to all the truck drivers listening to my show, thank you very much, but how would this information just change my life?
I mean, well, being the owner of a pet myself, and I have my commercial driver's license as well, so I can drive a tractor trailer out there today, I think how it's changed me is it to show that, you know, Volvo and themselves are taking the steps to make sure that we can provide safety for any occupant that's in the truck, whether it's human beings or animals themselves, and giving them the resource and knowledge that, hey, that we have the capabilities to protect anybody in that vehicle, but then also protect around the vehicle as much as you can. So I think that's how much it would change my life as a truck driver or as a pet owner that's going to drive a truck out there or be around a truck in themselves. And then also, I think what I learned as well from my discussions with the Center of Pet Safety is the type of equipment that you need to have to properly harness your pet in the vehicle, whether it's in the passenger seat or whether you have them in a carrier in the back of the truck. You want to make sure that you have the right equipment, the right product to basically be able to do that and properly. So I think that's what things we would say the information has changed my life about. Putting the pet in the truck.
Okay. And with regards to the Center for Pet Safety, what did they bring to Volvo that really, you know, you talked about it just before, that really made you guys think, you know, yeah, we have to keep in mind this and that. There's commercial vests that people can use in their vehicles, but in a big rig, there's a difference. And like you said, the perfect type of strapping, you know, has to be, or containment has to be. But what are some other things that the Center for Pet Safety brought to vulva that really just was there anything that surprising?
I mean, I think it was good to know that, you know, one, animals of various sizes, you know, we have a customer that drives trucks for us, and they carry around 3 French bulldogs with them when they drive, a husband and wife that drive, test drive for us. I think knowing that, you know, you're going to have various types of carriers out there, what's the right carrier to maybe have that can properly be secured? What's the right body harness, you know, like a body vest that you might need to have for your animal, your pet, to make sure they're secured. So that was some good learnings from our perspective. And I think this is a partnership going forward. I mean, that's what we want, is a partnership going forward. So when we get into future developments, or even if we can make some modifications to what we have today to even get even more secured for those pet owners out there on the road, that's what we want to do, is this partnership. And there's I think having this relationship with the Center for Pet Safety is that we're going to have that opportunities to do more with them, whether it's getting some apps to help us link into, you know, where's the proper vet. You know, maybe we have that capabilities where the drivers can get access to know where local vets are, or the nearest vet should be if they need a medical emergency for their pets. That kind of stuff, we're going to have that in development as well with our relationship with the Center for Pet Safety.
That's great. What are the biggest mistakes people make when they're traveling with their pets in big rigs?
I hope everybody takes the necessary steps to be safe with their pets on the road. So I think what it would be is just being aware of what they need to do to make their vehicle safe for pet travel. I think that could be something that's they have to focus a little bit more on, is in knowing what the right equipment is to have in their trucks and being on the road. So I would say that would be more of that, and maybe properly securing the pets while they're traveling. It can be a little challenging, I think, even in a passenger car, but I think now it's a little different because you got a different layout in the back behind the driver and passenger seat in the truck. So it's just understanding, being aware of what you need to do to make that pet safe while you're traveling.
Absolutely. I have stories with situations with pets before I knew better, as far as making, you know, my pet secure in the car. Some people have their dog goes and behind the front seat sits and is perfect, and some people do not. And then for big rigs, it's even more challenging. I would think definitely containment would be something of concern. And I do like, and probably I'm biased because I live in a warm climate, that you have the temperature controls.
Yes. Yeah.
That's what I meant about fatalities. That happens way more than people even realize. And you know what you're talking about now, everything sounds like it could probably be made in some version for regular autos and passenger trucks.
Yeah, I think so. I think you're right.
So how do you think the work you did with the Center for Pet Safety will be changing, or will it be like life-changing for the trucking industry?
That's hard to say. I mean, like we said, you know, for us, Volvo, we feel like it's a close connection. And again, as I mentioned earlier, you know, Volvo's DNA is all about safety. We have a mission here of zero accidents, and we're going to work as hard as we can to get to that point. The great thing is, you know, that we're focused on that, and we're going to do everything we can to protect our customers, protect the occupants in those trucks and in the environment they're working in. And, you know, we can't prevent, at this point, it's sometimes challenging to prevent any accident from happening. But even the cab structure we have ourselves with our high strength steel cab, we have capabilities to, and I'm doing a little promo here, but I mean, this is things that, you know, we focus on safety, and that's what we're going to do. And I think every occupant in that truck is important. So whether it's a human being or even the pet that they love, we want to make sure that we can do everything we can to protect them. And how it transfers to the industry, I think it'll become important as well, because I think, as we said, there's 800,000 drivers out there that have their pets with them. I think they'll start to see that as an important factor when they do their development in the trucks. But for us, it's definitely one of our key points.
Okay, thank you. Do you think this could lead to official pet safety standards for commercial trucks?
That I can't say. I mean, that's something we can, I guess, help promote in, from a Volvo perspective. But, you know, that's going to be something that could be, I can't say at this point.
Well, started with the seatbelt and look where we are, right?
Yeah. I mean, we'll do everything we can from our side to help that promotion to put some focus on the pet safety in commercial vehicles.
I think I definitely see that coming. You know, geez, we already practically make dinner for our pets. Like, we're chefs for our pets. Some people dress them. They're our kids. We call them fur babies. We give them probiotics and everything. So, yeah, I don't see this too far behind.
Yeah, they're family members, that's for sure. I mean,
We give them everything, right? They're like,
yes.
If we have, you know, furry kids and two-legged kids.
Like I said, I'm a pet owner myself, and I have a big, big boy. He's over, it's about around 75 pounds. So I know what you mean by, you know, they're part of your life and they're important to your life. And I think it's important to protect the pets as well. Whatever we can do, that's what we need to do.
Yes.
Part of the testing was, I guess I didn't mention that, but part of the testing was they get to ride around with me in the truck on our test track up in Virginia, which they were strapped into the front seat. So they got a great view of the road and were very easy to ride with.
That must have been fun.
Yeah, it was. I hope it was fun for them. They didn't say too much, but they enjoyed it. They look like they enjoyed it.
So what do you think is next for Volvo when it comes to pet-friendly design?
Well, I think, again, the partnership that we've started with the Center for Pet Safety is the first step, and it's going to have continuous steps to where we can help improve even more types of safety connection, safety capabilities in the truck, maybe, you know, give a little bit more access or more, you know, capabilities when it comes to different types of carriers or different setups, different arrangements, or maybe how they want to properly secure their pets on while they're on the road. I think also getting from, you know, with apps and electronics capabilities, GPS, you know, we can get that connection to out there and to, like I was saying, you know, maybe give them capabilities, even more strong capabilities to maybe get access to knowing where vets are if they have to do a medical emergency for their pets and that kind of stuff. I think there's a lot more possibilities. And I think with this partnership that we're going to have with the Center for Pet Safety, it's only going to bring more to the forefront or bring more to the capabilities of our trucks for our customers.
I think you're absolutely right. Chris, thank you again so much for coming on Best Bets for Pets and telling us all about the work that Volvo is doing with the Center for Pet Safety for big rigs. I can't wait to hear it when it comes to commercial vehicles. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I want to thank my guest, Chris Stadler from Volvo. I hope everybody enjoyed the show. This has been so enlightening. I am so excited to see what comes next. And hey, if you drive a big rig, I hope it's a Volvo, because there are features for your pet that's going to be safer for your pet and for you. I also want to thank my crew. They observed while I was preparing for my show. So thank you, Dennis, Charlotte, and Molly. Huge thanks to the Best Bets for Pets listening audience. We are going on our 16th year. Thank you so much for listening. And the show would not be the same without the magic, and you have no idea how hard he works. So without the magic of Mark Winter, my producer, he is the one who makes the shows sound so amazing. So, hey, keep listening. You never know what we're going to have next on Best Bets for Pets.
Let's Talk Pets, every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.